Texte numéro 78. The truth about cats and dogs. Cat people really are different from dog people, it turns out, according to a study that was conducted in the UK. Specifically, dog people are more extrovert and agreeable, cat people are more neurotic, but also more open to new experiences. To live with a cat is to invite challenge and growth. This is one of the most straightforward findings of anthrozoology, the study of human-animal relations, but as the psychologist Hal Herzog makes it clear in his brilliantly titled book, Some We Love, Some We Hate, Some We Eat, that's about as straightforward as it gets. The overriding conclusion of anthrozoology, though usually expressed in more scholarly terms, is this: people are really weird about animals. That's most evident, of course, in the way we treat our dogs as quasi-humans while blithely consuming pigs and cows. Who would argue with the fact that pets make us happier and healthier? Well, a fair few anthrozoologists, in fact. Hal Herzog notes that pet ownership has been shown to correlate with better survival in coronary patients and lower levels of depression among the elderly. Then again, a Warwick University study has found no effect on loneliness in adults, while a Finnish one found pet owners got less exercise and were more susceptible to kidney disease, arthritis, and more. Studies of therapy animals are similarly ambiguous. Dogs seem to bring psychological benefits. Dolphins don't. Yet pet owners in surveys are emphatic that their pets make them happier, which recalls the philosophical conundrum presented by studies on the happiness-reducing effects of parenting. If you believe something makes you happier, surely in some sense, by definition, it does. If we convince ourselves that relations with pets are as rewarding as those with humans, they can be. In other words, it's all about us. Hal Herzog cites one study showing that interacting with a dog reduced loneliness in nursing home patients, but there was a catch. Those who interacted with a robotic dog showed the same improvements. Half of British dog owners, meanwhile, say their pets feel shame and guilt. Yet cleverly constructed research found that dogs look guilty only when owners believe they've misbehaved. Yet to say that our relationships with pets are all in our heads isn't necessarily to denigrate them. Isn't the same true ultimately about our relationships with humans too? There's even an argument that animals' lack of language enriches the interaction, freeing it from the complexities and confusion of thought, leaving only wordless clarity. Adapted from The Independent, October 2010.